Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I've got Christmas on my mind. I adore the lovely time.
For those of you regular listeners, again, appreciate it more than you know, and thank you for that support. Please go out and tell 10 people today that you listen and ask them what they're doing with their mornings. And we appreciate it. We appreciate CLTV and occasionally Channel 9 for the promotional work they do for the show. So thank you for all of that. Now, if you listen with any regularity, I think you would agree with me. The most fascinating, most mysterious character on this show, and I mean character, is Pete Zimmerman.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, Justin, let me go to Justin on this. You met Pete how?
Working on The Download. That's the first time I met him, and we worked together since 2015, so I know a lot about him, and there are still a lot of things I don't.
Were you suspicious of him from the moment you met him?
When I found out that Pete, he's very even keel, motionless.
Much like a CIA agent.
And then there's
his emotions.
He hides his emotion like a real man.
Yes.
And there's this time of year when we start getting to
Christmas. Where he goes Christmas nuts. But before you get to Christmas, Sandberg, you've known him for how long?
17 years.
Do you have any idea what he's truly made of?
I do. He's made of sugar. He's like Buddy the Elf.
Well, then that gets us right back to Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so you're Christmas crazy.
I am a Christmas enthusiast.
Okay. By that, you mean what? What do you do to celebrate Christmas that takes you over and above?
I just embrace the holiday season. I go out as opposed to my normal way of doing things is staying
in. Do you carol? Do you carol?
I have caroled.
And you're not against it?
No.
Yeah, you're pro-caroling.
And in fact, one of the things I'll talk about as we move forward in this segment is...
he's hoping it lasts.
There is a Christmas caroling at the Bean on Friday evenings during the holiday season, and we usually go and take
part.
Very
nice.
Yeah.
Now, the lovely woman that shares your life with you is also Christmas crazy? Speaking of Molly here.
She was a fan of Christmas, yes. I think
you've taken her to the next level?
I've taken her to the next level,
I think
yeah.
She does really kind things. They put up multiple Christmas trees in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Pete cries when they get taken down. When the season is over, he hates it to be over.
Well, there's a difference between crying and getting weepy or emotional. I mean, the way a man cries is, you know, you hide it and pretend there's something in your eye.
He posts on his Instagram story tear faces as the trees are getting taken down.
All right, so he cries.
Yeah.
What would you say your favorite part of the Christmas experience is?
Just, you know, being with
Butch McGuire's?
Being with the people you love.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Not true. I don't believe that for a moment.
Where do
he
you
likes
spend?
Lights. I think he likes lights and revelry.
Do you do Christmas cards?
Yes, we do.
Wow, most people don't like to do them, but they do them anyway, like me.
Well, my wife is in the stationery business.
Oh.
So cards are important.
It's much warmer than the Christmas texts I send out on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And Molly always does the cutest custom.
We do a custom Christmas card.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Do you get sick of Christmas music?
No, I love Christmas music. I'm ready for it to start.
Okay. Well, it started in many places already. It's not hard to find.
Yeah.
Do you think retailers put up their Christmas stuff too early?
No.
Okay. You'd like to see it maybe sooner, around July 4th?
I'm fine with any time in October. It's fine.
Okay. And Santa has how many reindeer?
8.
That's for sure.
Or 9, I guess, with
Rudolph.
Traditionalists don't believe in Rudolph.
Pete and Molly also do a Christmas podcast here on WGN. It's Molly and Pete Save Christmas, where they review Christmas holiday TV movies.
Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah. For instance?
The first one should be posted sometime this week. We review the 12 Gifts of Christmas, the 2015 Hallmark
Holiday
Classic.
He's writing it down.
Classic.
I can see it right now. Steve just wrote it down.
Yep. I'm making sure I have all the notes. Your favorite animated Christmas classic?
I like all the Rankin and Bass ones, you know, so with the one with Heat Miser and Freeze Meister, that was called The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Favorite Christmas movie?
Probably It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it's hard to beat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Such a strong message. All right,
he also
now
has deep knowledge of every TV show, sitcoms, Christmas episode.
Oh, you do?
I'm a big fan of the Christmas episode, or really any holiday. We watch a lot of Halloween TV episodes. We'll watch.
You know who would be good is if you and Bill Leff were involved in a TV off, because Bill Leff has an incredible vast knowledge of crap that doesn't matter from TV.
Yeah, he would smoke me, I think, in that type of thing.
But the Christmas stuff you have down.
Christmas, yeah. But, you know, again, I do like to take things in, Thanksgiving is really strong in holiday-themed episodes. I can go, ten seasons of great Friends episodes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well, they're always strong Christmas stuff. What about Who's the Boss? You got a Who's the Boss Christmas memory?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Early in our relationship, he would talk highly of a West Wing Christmas episode that he used to just tell me about.
Yeah, in Excelsis Deo. Oh. Great.
I miss my boys.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, by the way, Steve's mic is not on by accident. He actually meant to say
that. Yeah, I miss my boys. Watch that one. I'm sure it's available.
All right, so we're going to come back, and you're going to ask a trivia question, a Christmas trivia question.
Yep.
For a $100 gift card to Tree Time with the most ginormous selection of artificial Christmas trees, unique decorations anywhere. Everything Christmas at Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Stand by. More Christmas Pete in just moments. We do have one question from line one. It's Louie at Hoffman Estates. Louie!
Hi, Steve.
Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, Pete, I mean, if you're a real, real Christmas fan, do you actually watch that Hallmark channel with the crappy shows with the bad B actors and 99.9% only white people in them?
As a matter of fact, we do watch that, and we do a podcast about that very thing. We watch the episodes and we talk about it. You'll be happy to know that one of the new ones, Christmas at Pemberley Manor, which we've watched, I think there is a black person in it.
Oh, come on!
Oh my God,
it's crazy! It's just crazy.
You can get that on the WGN Radio app or WGNRadio.com. Molly and Pete Save Christmas. MOLLIE.
I like how Louie's calling in for more diversity on the Hallmark Channel.
He's not wrong.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I've got Christmas on my mind. I heard all the lovely time.
Christmas Pete is here. Favorite Christmas song.
Too numerous to mention. This particular one is Christmas on My Mind by the Hep Stars, released in 1966.
That's in your top 10?
Swedish band, the Hep Stars, 1967 release.
Do you like Merry Christmas, Baby? No, 19 versions of it? 20 versions of it? Or whatever.
No.
My
least favorite one is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah.
Same here.
It's not great. How about Bruce Springsteen?
Merry Christmas, Santa's coming to town.
Tremendous.
Yeah,
for the big man.
The live version,
All good. We're back. It's Christmas, Pete. You have a trivia question now, and the correct answer is going to get a $100 gift card to Tree Time.
All right, I'm ready.
You're not eligible, but you can help. You can help.
Once again.
You can be the Christmas lifeline. Okay. The question is,
in the Christmas party episode of The Office... Season 2, original air date December 6th, 2005. The Dunder Mifflin employees hold a Secret Santa gift exchange. What was the gift given to Michael that caused him to introduce a Yankee swap in which someone can choose to steal someone else's gift
or open
a new one?
You have to be really close to some sort of psychotic to know the answer.
The good gift. I don't know what he got.
What was the gift Michael got?
That caused him to get really upset and change the rules of the game.
And he did that Yankee swap to get the present that he introduced.
Is this the one where they were all wearing Christmas robes that the company gave them, or is that not this episode?
No, I think that's a different one. Okay. Yeah.
312-981-7200. That's the number. 312-981-7200. All right, how about a Christmas idea?
Well, yes, there's tons of things to do in Chicago this Christmas, and I will recommend the first thing to do is to get tickets on sale now for the Music Box Theater's double feature of It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas.
I'll do it right now.
Do it right now. Okay. We've already purchased ours.
They do sell out.
Molly and Pete will be in attendance.
And it's great. It's, you know, if you haven't seen the movies on the big screen, sure, it's a great
tremendous
experience.
And if you're a grown man weeping in the back, it's because the credits are rolling and the movie's over.
Wonderful for families. Okay. There's a Christmas sing-along where Santa sings carols, and then he comes out and throws candy into the audience.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a...
So it's like Blue Man Group.
I would recommend...
yeah, except with Santa and Christmas stuff.
There's some drumming.
Amy is on the phone. Amy, do you have an answer to the question on the office for the Christmas peak question of the day?
I think I do. I believe it. The gift was knitted oven mitts from Phyllis.
Michael.
Oh, hey. Well, me. What is in here? Oh, come on.
I knitted it for you.
An oven mitt?
Okay.
So Phyllis is basically saying, hey, Michael, I know you did a lot to help the office this year, but I only care about you a homemade oven mitt's worth. Ding, ding, ding.
Amy, you also need to get out of the house occasionally.
Good job, Amy.
I really do.
Congratulations, $100 gift card for Tree Time. Stand by for the information, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
I feel like I'm forgetting something. Is there anything
else? Christmas song.
Oh, a Christmas
song. A Christmas song. Yeah.
A lot of people always ask about Christmas songs, right, and like, where are the new Christmas songs? I heard like John Williams all last holiday season talking about, like, mm-hmm, you know, and so I would like to recommend
some new ones.
A Christmas song that you may not have heard of that should be added to your Christmas playlist when you're hosting a party.
Love it.
The first one is a song by a band called Phoenix, and they do a cover of a Beach Boys song called Alone on Christmas Day that was featured in a very special Christmas, or a very Murray Christmas, Bill Murray's Christmas special on Netflix.
Right, it's a go-to band, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to you guys. How about you fellas play something that nobody knows?
Tell me who again? I know you don't want to talk over the hook, but you have to. Tell me who?
It's Phoenix, a band Phoenix, featuring Bill Murray and some background vocals there.
I like it a lot.
It's on available, Spotify. And
available wherever Santa is?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
On Spotify. All right. Well, you're going to have to hold the other suggestions for now because we're almost out of time.
Have many more.
This is the kickoff to a
Christmas peak.
Thinking about
a weekly segment.
We probably should bank off the whole hour, I'm thinking.
Probably so. Well. Let me get back to you on that.
So on Wednesday at 9:10, that'll be our next Christmas peak segment where you can win a $100 gift card to Tree Time.
Stand by for that. Coming up, Stories That Matter with Steve Bertrand in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.